from KQED.
For decades, the phrase California wine meant Napa and Sonoma, but that horse has left the barn. Wine grapes are now grown all over the state, though you could be forgiven for complaining it's hard to find much diversity of taste. But it's out there. John Bonnet, wine editor of the San Francisco Chronicle, surveys the scene in his new book, New California Wine.
The reason I sort of set out to write this was I realized that there's an entire generation of winemakers who people, for the most part, haven't really heard of. And what they were doing was not only interesting and important and, of course, delicious, but it was really as significant culturally as what the first modern generation of pioneers did, the Robert Mondavis and the Warren Winiarskis, in terms of looking at California with a global perspective, seeing that this was an amazing place to grow wine that should be enjoyed and should be relevant to the rest of the world and not in this kind of industrial corporate way that California had sort of fallen into, or this very kind of big, fancy, expensive way that California had fallen into, but in a way that really was on par with the great significant wines of the world.
It seems like there are three classes of wine consumers. A, those happy to buy $2 chuck at Trader Joe's. B, a small moneyed group of aesthetes quibbling over the wine list at top restaurants. And C, a vast middle class picking out something with a pretty label at the supermarket for $15 to $30. Who are you writing for?
I hope I'm writing for everyone. On that very high end, there's even a subdivision there because there's people who really are sort of deep connoisseurs. And then there's a lot of folks who came into the wine market with a lot of money in maybe the 90s, maybe the early 2000s, depending on which boom they made their money in. And they were looking for ways to spend it. And they suddenly had this raft of very expensive, flashy California wines that they could go and spend several hundred dollars a bottle on. But I agree. I think it's the great middle of folks who want to know more, who are interested, who like to drink wine. They have really never been given a discussion about what wines really come with a point of view and come from a small artisan producer, and what wines are made by what I call in the book big wine, three companies that in California at least control more than 2/3 of the market.
You know, you start this book with an extended invective against big, jammy, fruit-forward California wines. A lot of people call them fruit bombs. But the market seems to suggest a lot of people love fruit bombs. Why don't you?
Those wines are very appealing to folks who are just getting into wine. And of course, it's big, it's expressive. You can kind of pick out big fruit flavors in it. But ultimately, when you look at the grand culture of wine, when you look at how it has evolved over the centuries, the reasons that significant areas have been significant, it's because they speak with a specific sense of place. It's because if you taste a Pinot Noir that comes from the far Sonoma coast, it should have a distinction that goes beyond big fruit. Because really, when you get beyond that $10 or $15 realm, you want wines that show a specific complexity and nuance, only in that you're paying a fair amount of money for them, and you want to make sure it really speaks to where it's from.
A lot of people call it terroir. They're looking really for the taste of the earth in a particular place. But one of the things you point out in this book is this market reality. The price of grapes go up and down. Grapes are grown all over California at this point. And so winemakers are often pulling grapes from all over California to make a blend. How do you look for the taste of terroir in this market?
There's terroir all over California. Napa Valley is an amazing place to grow grapes, but it is not divine providence that Napa Valley happens to be the best place in the world for growing grapes and say Lodi isn't or the Sierra foothills aren't. It's just that Napa had really good marketing. And I think what this new generation of winemakers is now sort of hunting down are what are the great soils? What are the great places that just happen to have been overlooked in the past? And I would say if folks have said, well, there's nothing from California that interests me, I think now is the time that they, for better or worse, can be proven absolutely wrong. There are amazing wines from California that even to a palate that has decided it hates California will be completely interesting.
Well, John Bonnet, thank you for talking with us today.
It was a pleasure.
John Bonnet is the wine editor of the San Francisco Chronicle, and his book is called New California Wine. We take a closer look at a couple of the winemakers he's profiled online. Look for the link on our website, californiareport.org.